Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon, everyone here on BBS Radio. Welcome to another Journeys with Rebecca. Well, we're really going to have some fun today. My guest today will be you. I'm going to answer some backlog of email questions, also let you know what's been going on with me lately, and I have a few rants for you, along with a stack of very interesting information. Just all kinds of fun. So, why not? Let's get started. Okay, first thing, head on over to the website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. While you're there, you're going to see the latest Journeys news, of course, guest links, and our world news. Now, these are unique news stories that somehow just don't seem to make it to mainstream media. And when you read the stories, I kind of wonder why. And also audio archives, past shows, and podcasts. And I'd like to take this time to thank Fate Magazine for sponsoring Journeys with Rebecca. Now, in this month's issue of Fate Magazine is UFOs Over Sacred Sites by Brad Steiger. Brad's also been a past guest on Journeys with Rebecca. So here's a little excerpt here. Now, in the early 1970s, numerous metaphysical groups began conducting pilgrimages to ancient sacred sites around the world. Travel agencies were soon formed that specialized in offering tour packages designed to attract those kinds of individuals seeking spiritual enlightenment rather than exotic locales on their traditional two-week vacations. Now, many of these spiritual pilgrimages returned to report dramatic sightings of UFOs hovering over these sacred sites. Now, you can find that complete article and lots more. You can subscribe at www.fatemag.com or simply call 1-800-728-2730 and please let them know that you're a listener of Journeys with Rebecca. Now, I recently had a guest on, Dr. Eric Pearl, author of The Reconnection. I had the distinct pleasure of attending his training course while he was here in Kansas City. And right after this break, I'm going to want to discuss with you my experience with The Reconnection. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
Schedule your private psychic reading with Rebecca, a truly gifted, intuitive, and clairvoyant, and the host of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. Call 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. Where will your life's journey take you?
Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science, from authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca, and I am your host, Rebecca Jernigan. You know, I talked about earlier in the show about the seminar course, or the workshop, if you will, that I took here in Kansas City called The Reconnection with Dr. Eric Pearl. For those of you who have been to my website, and for those of you who have not, if you are, log on there now, which is journeyswithrebecca.com. There you're going to see a lot of information about some of the things that I have done as far as the healing aspect of it. As a clairvoyant and a psychic, one of the things that I recognized early on was that I was what I termed as an energy sensitive. In other words, I could sense the energies. I could sense when there was changes coming as far as weather. I could sense the atmosphere, if you will, in a room, literally the energy particles as they were charged in regards to somebody's emotional state of being. So that's what an energy sensitive kind of means to me. So back in the very early 90s, began a little bit more of that investigation into energy and the use of it through some classes and educational processes with the use of Reiki. Also then began some other types. Some of them I've been certified in is spiritual healing, clear sight, which was something that came out of California. And then from the Asui method went to the Tibetan and the Seishin and the Terramaya and the Karuna. So I'm certified Reiki master in all five of those techniques, plus the other ones that I talked about. Now, what I found marvelous about that was the very fact that you could feel the energies coming in as you were doing what we call laying on of hands. And I'm talking specifically now about the Reiki healing sessions. And you could sense that there was changes being made. I myself sensed changes. I had tremendous, tremendous spiritual experiences during the course, not only of my attunements, but also attuning others, as well as just working on people, whether you want to call them sessions or treatments or what have you. Now, I'm going to give a disclaimer right here and right now is that obviously Reiki was never, or any other healing modality, was ever meant to replace a traditional doctor for as far as diagnosis and other things that were going on. So I kind of want to put that out there right now. But through this Reiki process, and that went on for about 4.5 years, I was just in this accelerated mode to take all these classes to enhance that natural energy healing, as well as the energy that I was holding within myself to pass it along. Then around the year 2000, 2001, there was just something that made me kind of just stop. It just stopped everything. It was as if I was holding my breath, and I didn't even know I was holding my breath. And henceforth, here comes Dr. Eric Pearl, which I did an interview with here on the show, and you can hear that in the audio archives. You can go back and listen to the original show that I did with Dr. Eric Pearl, give you some background. And if you haven't read his book, you absolutely need to read his book. At least, if nothing else, it opens up and expands the mind as far as what's really going on in this planet, because it's well beyond just a healing technique. So as I was going through this class with Dr. Eric Pearl, I'll be very honest with you, it's a two-day seminar workshop. On the first day, I felt very out of my element because it was actually almost in direct contradiction with everything I had learned up to that point. However, there was something inherently knowing within myself that from the year 2000 or 2001 that I was sitting here holding my breath and waiting for something in regards to this healing aspect, and here it was in front of me. I also knew that just through the course of all the different teachers and things that I had through my Reiki, that some of it just didn't seem to fit anymore, just didn't seem to be appropriate. So the first day of this seminar, I mean, you can experience it right off the get-go. You do not have to have any other healing modalities behind you. You do not have to be a psychic. You do not have to be any of those things, because I guarantee you, you're able to tap into it, feel it, and utilize it. The different premise of this whole thing with the reconnection healing or the reconnective healing is the fact that it's supposed to be fun. You know, it's tremendous fun because you get to play in it. You get to use it. You get to sense it. You can see it working. You know it's doing something. And it goes so far deep. It's such a deep, deep process. It's almost beyond, you know, really being able to explain it in words. I'm not going to give away too much more of this as far as the reconnective healing. All I can tell you is that it does work. I can tell you as sure as I'm sitting here that it works. You know that there's changes taking place. You know that you're tapping into it. Now, let's get on to Sunday. When I went back on Sunday for the second half of this seminar, there was something that just was like the tumblers in a lock, and it just went click, 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 and it just clicked for me. cannot tell you how absolutely fabulous this whole experience has been. If you get a chance to see Dr. Eric Pearl, even if it's nothing more than for a book signing, to be present and to see how very real he is and how very down to earth and just how delightful he is, and for him to bring forth this gift to anyone. It's available to anyone, anytime, anywhere. All you have to do is just call. I'm just so absolutely pleased with it. You know, I'm actually now what they call a reconnective healer practitioner. So I do that type of work, and it's now part of my repertoire like Reiki used to be. So for anybody that wants any information, go to thereconnection.com. You can check it out on my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, it's just go there. It'll show you how to get a treatment. You can go to the reconnection. It can also give, if you're, you know, not in the area that I'm in, there's a whole list, a wealth of resources there for anyone that either wants to learn about it or to get a session on their own. And it gives a lot more in-depth information. Okay. Here's an email address I want to give to you. It's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, because guess what? It's time for the mailbag questions. So I'm going to start out with the first one. And this one is from Claire. And she writes, "Hi, Rebecca. I'm 16 years old, and my parents don't like my boyfriend. We have to sneak around to see each other. I don't understand why they hate him. He is so neat, and I love him. How can I make my mom and dad like him?" Again, this is from Claire. Oh, wow, this is such a loaded question. So for all you parents out there, listen up. And for all you teenagers out there, listen up. First of all, here's what I think. There's several reasons going on here. First of all, if you have to sneak around to do anything, then there's something absolutely not appropriate about that. Regardless of if you don't think that your parents are right in regards to the situation, you still have to respect their opinion. So there's something very, very not right if you have to hide anything from anyone, whether it be your parents, your friends, your grandparents, your teachers, whatever it is. It's never, ever good to be in that kind of a disguise or in that kind of deceit or deception. That's just going to create just tons more problems for you, Claire, along the way. Here's what I think that you need to do. I think you need to sit down and have a mature conversation with your parents about your boyfriend. Say, okay, listen to their points, and then you can make your points. Why is it that they don't like him? What is it that they're concerned about? Is it your behavior? Is it his behavior? Is it because they feel like that you're too young? What is the reasons? Then I would say that at this point, then maybe you can counter it by saying, okay, how about if we all go to the park together? How about if we all go see a movie together or go have dinner together or go do something together, the four of you, your parents, you, and your boyfriend? Let's see if we can't get them to, maybe there's something there that they're missing. But if not, at least you have to honor and respect their choices. What I feel is that your parents are right on, that there's something here about this young man that you're not seeing, and that you're not seeing, I guess you would call it a flaw in his character, something that's not appropriate for you. And being the age that you are, and being that this is probably one of your first loves in your life, you're thinking that they don't know you as well as you know you, and I'm going to tell you that they know you better than you think. So here's how I would handle that. First of all, is quit sneaking around. Absolutely, flat out, quit sneaking around. Second thing is sit down with your parents. See if you can't come up to some kind of a compromise or situation. If there is no compromise or situation and they still deny you, then you must absolutely, for your benefit, quit being deceitful and not see this young man. Because if it's something that was truly meant to be, it'll be there whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, or next year. You must trust that process, Claire. And please follow up and let me know how it works out with your conversation with your parents. Okay. Wow, that was really loaded. Okay, this next one is from Lainey, and she's in from Kansas City, Missouri. And she has sent me a story, and she asked me what I thought of this. And this is from Reuters out of London. A group of top doctors called on the NHS on Tuesday to stop offering complementary therapies like homeopathy at a time when hospitals are laying off staff due to budget defects or deficits. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip. Okay, a letter published in the Times newspaper and sent to individual health trusts called for a review on how money is spent. "We are a group of physicians and scientists who are concerned about ways in which to ways in which unproven or disproved treatments are being encouraged for the general use in this NHS, said the letter. It was signed by the top 13 top doctors and scientists and organized by Professor Michael Baum, Emeritus Professor of Surgery at University College London. At a time when the NHS is under intense pressure, patients, the public, and the NHS are best served by using the available funds for treatments that are based on solid evidence, the letter urges. It said government funds were being used for the overt promotion of homeopathy, which is called an implausible treatment for which over a dozen systematic reviews have failed to produce convincing evidence of its effectiveness. The release of the letter, dated May 19th, comes as Prince Charles, a longtime advocate of complementary medicines, is set to give a speech on the issue to the World Health Organization in Geneva. Okay, what do I think of that? Well, first of all, I think it's based on bias and prejudice. I think that most people are very concerned with money in this world that we live in. Everything does revolve around money. I don't believe that after, I think it said a dozen, I think is how they use it, a dozen systematic reviews. That didn't say that there was studies done on it or research done on it. It said reviews. And it's interesting is that some of those homeopathy things are actually considered quite useful in most cases. I'm very disappointed, to say the least. And I believe that it's filled with prejudice, and I feel like it is set to discredit alternative methods because there is some fear there with them that alternative medicines are trying to, or alternative ways of healing, if you will, are trying to make it into the mainstream, and it's just another suppression point, and it's a very sad thing for me indeed to have to say that. Okay, well, thank you so much, Lainey, for writing to us and sending us that letter. You can email me with your questions, mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, don't forget, if you'd like to have a personal private reading for me, just give me a call at 1-888-958-2768. You know, we'll discuss your needs and set up an appointment. You know, I'm going to be doing some traveling in the near future, so I'll have a limited number of appointments available, so now is the time to call. Again, the number is 888-958-2768. And, of course, all that available information is available on my website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. Wow. Okay, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca right here on BBS Radio. I love my coffee, and during every Journeys with Rebecca radio show, I'm sipping on a big cup of my favorite coffee. You know, everyone who knows me knows how much I love my coffee, and I'm always drinking it from my super-sized Journeys logo coffee mug. It's a hefty 15-ounce ceramic mug, large, easy-grip handle, with the logo of Journeys with Rebecca emblazoned on the side. You know, it really is a beautiful cup. So join me with a big cup of Java and some wonderful conversation. You can find this special item at my web store. And for a limited time and for a very special price of only $16.99. So go to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and click on the web store link. Now that's like a good cup of coffee.
Get your intuitive reading from Rebecca. Call now to set up your appointment for a personal and private reading at 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Did you know you could email Rebecca with a question, comment, or even a show idea? She may even answer your question on the air. Email her at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station. Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Jernigan. A quick reminder, Journeys is heard on both Tuesdays and Wednesdays right here on BBS Radio. Now that's 3 p.m. Central Time both days. You know what? This is so much fun, and I want to give a big thank you to everyone at BBS, especially Donald Newsom. Thanks, Don. And, you know, BBS truly has a wonderful lineup of shows, so you might want to check it out if you haven't already. Okay. You know, what did you guys think of my show yesterday with Nancy Miller Ogren? You know, her and I just have such a great time. She is such a joy. And, you know, the show, not only is it informative, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I think that we need to remember that, folks, that life is about having fun. You can be do serious things and still have fun doing it. So, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of chance to give too much information. So I wanted to also say that Nancy does offer astrological charts and readings by appointment. She also offers intuitive guidance sessions. I've got a couple of numbers and an email address for you. You can call her at 970-226-3381, or you can contact her email at Nancy Ogren, that's NancyOgren, at Comcast.net. And, of course, you can find all that information on my website. Okay, I'm going to switch it around just a little bit. What do you think of Dan Aykroyd's new documentary film? Well, let me read a little bit from the press release if you guys haven't heard about it. Dan Aykroyd is the first celebrity ever to apply brains and wit to disclose the real UFO phenomena in the world in his new film, Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs. In this film, Aykroyd is backed up by many credible military personnel. Paul Hellyer, former Defense Minister of Canada, who at 82 went public at the University of Toronto in 2005 to say, UFOs are as real as the airplanes that fly over your head. Many top military witnesses have come forward to testify, such as NASA's astronaut Gordon Cooper, Colonel Philip Corso on the Roswell incident. Finally, the truth is disclosed. I've been waiting for this. I've actually heard about this being in the works for a while, this movie, and I'm very glad to see that it's been brought to the attention. I'm glad that Dan Aykroyd has done this film. I've always felt like we were never alone. I've got a whole other show on that whole theory about how we got here, who these people really are, who these extraterrestrials really are, that kind of thing. And I have guests on my show a lot that we talk about that very same thing. Now, just to also get into a little bit more information, there is a banner link on my homepage so that you can watch the trailer, or you can log on to www.daufo, which stands for Dan Aykroyd UFO, so it's daufo.com, and there's also a link to the UFO contest where you could win a free copy of the movie. It's all really cool. Now, before we take another break here, though, I wanted to replay you some audio from yesterday's show, the EVP that we discovered here in the Journey studio. So again, let me go ahead and set this up for you in case you didn't hear yesterday's show. And it was about my engineer, and he had a really strange encounter. He had the recorder on and was preparing to edit some material when a voice came through the entire system. Now, this is important because all the equipment, such as mics or the audio players and all other machinery, if you will, was turned off. And now this is all professional studio equipment. So, and my engineer, he really knows his stuff, so he was kind of freaked out when this voice came through the speakers, and lucky for him and us, it was recorded. So I want you to hear this voice and hear what you think it's saying. So hang on here and let me get this set up. Here we go. You ready? I'm going to go ahead and play it.
This room has love.
Okay. I'm thinking it says this room has love. Let me play it again. and it slowed down just slightly. Okay. So now my engineer, he took all of this one step further. You know, he's really into this reverse speech and the act of taking normal conversation, reversing the speech, and looking for hidden messages. Well, he took this little voice that says, "This room has love," in normal conversation, and in reverse she says, "Well, let me go ahead and let's see what you think." Okay, what was that? What do you think she was saying? It sounds like to me she's saying, "Play some music." So let's hear that again, just slightly slowed down. Play some music. Ooh. So, you know what? We have so much still yet to discover in our world. Every single day, there's always, always something going on. Now, you know, we've also done some of our other reverse speech. Little Sebastian, who is one of my grandchildren, says, "Where is Dad at?" It's something really crazy about this stuff. He was very little when he said that. He was actually just sitting there. We were having a conversation, and I had the recorder on, and that's what was said. And I think we're going to have that, if we don't already have it, on the website, where you can actually go in and hear him say that. "Where is Dad at?" he says. "Where is Dad at?" And his dad was not in the room with us. So we've had a lot of fun with it, and we're going to continue to show you, but let you listen to some clips as things go on, because some of these things, such as what my engineer experienced, was very spontaneous. It was very cool stuff. Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I better take a break, and we're going to be right back with more of Journeys Rebecca here in the Studio of Love.
Fate Magazine is dedicated to the scientific method, to calm analysis of the known and the unknown. It is a magazine for the logical man, the religious man, for the doubtful man, for the observing man, and above all, for the man who wants to know the answers to those greatest of all questions. Why was I born? Where am I going? Who and what am I? You might call Fate a cosmic reporter. Log on to www.fatemag.com.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
The songs on your radio are brought to you by Soundwave's Frequency and Amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back to Journeys with Rebecca. Okay, right now I'd like to do a couple of news stories here for you, so let me hit on a few of them out there. You can find links to these stories in our World News section at my website. That's www.journeyswithrebecca.com. Right now I'm going to be reading to you off the website of Unexplained Mysteries. The columnist is T. Stokes, talking about good and evil. And this was posted on Saturday, June 10th of 2006. And some of it is a comment. Most of all, this is just a commentary. So the question is often asked, why does God allow so much evil in the world? No doubt every religious group would have their own answer. Yet no one would disagree that good and evil do exist. The difficulty many have is in believing that they are represented by the humanized figures of God and the devil. We often see criminals, politicians, and perverts get away with crimes year after year. Though every once in a while we see a streak of divine justice that strikes a deep inner chord. Such a story was carried in the British newspapers of May 27, 2006. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, RSBP, and other conservation bodies spent small fortune protecting birds' nests from a lifetime stealer of rare bird eggs. 63-year-old Colin Watson, who boasted he had more than 2,000 rare eggs from endangered birds, including the white-tailed eagle, which was believed to be extinct in Britain. Now, this man was branded public enemy number one by the RSBP and other animal lovers, would look through bird magazines to see where rare birds were nesting, and spent every spare moment robbing these nests throughout the country, and specialized in stealing from these nests during the hours of darkness when watchers were often asleep. Now, during the past 14 years, he had many prosecutions, including a chainsaw to cut down a tree in Scotland to reach the osprey's nest. But justice came at last when he fell 30 feet from a tree near Doncaster on Wednesday last and fell to his death. Now, you know, any man's death is a loss. Yet, the stealing of rare eggs is an awful crime, and egg collection and worship is the recognized perversion, and I can't pronounce this word, so I'm just going to spell it for you, O-V-O-L-I-O-L-A-T-R-Y. And you can look up the origins of the astrological festival of Easter. So maybe, once in a while, someone up there does actually listen to our prayers. Watch out, Tony Blair. And again, this article was copyrighted by T. Stokes. And, you know, I just want to make a comment on this particular article. Although the verbiage in it isn't exactly how I would describe something, I do believe that there are such things as good and bad in the universe, or people doing bad things. And the stealing of rare bird eggs from endangered birds was really, truly is a sad thing, because it does take away from the natural ebb and flow of our world here. In regard, no matter if we're talking about birds or mammals or reptiles or amphibians, no matter what it is. So, you know, sometimes there is a little something here going on. Okay, now here locally, I have another one that I'd like to read to you. And this is from the SEMissourian.com news by T.J. Greeney, Southeastern Missourian. And this is dated Tuesday, June 6, 2006. Area UFO expert Dr. Harley Rutledge, 80, dies. Now, Dr. Harley Rutledge, 80, is a former chairman of the physics department at the Southeastern Missouri State University and UFO expert, died Monday at the Missouri's Veteran Homes. Rutledge first joined the physics department at the university in 1963. He was department chairman there from 1964 to 1982. He retired from teaching in 1992. Rutledge first gained national notoriety through an organization he launched in 1973 called Project Identification. The project was a response to a flurry of UFO sightings near Piedmont, Missouri. Now, over the next 6 years, Rutledge and crews of students, scientists, and amateur enthusiasts spent 150 nights scanning the skies of Franklin County with cameras, audio recorders, telescopes, and tools measuring electromagnetic field disturbances. The efforts were funded in part by the St. Louis Globe Democrat. In 1980, he published a book also called Project Identification, which took a scientific approach to cataloging the UFO activity. He tracked the velocity, distance, and size of the objects he caught on video and said that he was careful not to let his own hypothesis get in the way of the data. I don't want to scare anyone, and the one way not to do that is by trying to explain the phenomena, said Rutledge in 1979. I treat reports of UFOs like bottles of medicines without labels. I can't use the medicine without a label, but I can put it on a shelf until I get a label for it. Now, in 1989, Rutledge claimed to have seen 164 UFOs during his life. At the end of this research, he claimed to have 700 photographs of UFOs, either taken by him personally or by associates. Now, his fame as a passionate investigator of the unexplained led him to be a featured expert on CNN and quoted in Time Life books on UFOs and in astrology textbooks. He is also a lively interview subject featured on radio talk show circuit. His unfulfilled dream, though, was to come face to face with an extraterrestrial. I've seen just about everything there is to see, but I haven't seen one of those little creatures, he said in an interview in 1988. Dr. Art Solner, a friend and colleague in the physics department, remembered Rutledge's ability to simplify complex science. What I remember most was that he was a very good teacher. He had a way of working with the students that stood out. I had an office behind his classroom, and he was teaching a physical science general education course, which usually means a lot of students aren't too interested. But he got them involved, and I could often hear he got good chuckles out of them. He also recalled Rutledge was an integral in the building of the physics department at the university from the faculty of 4 when he was hired to 9 when he left. Now, during the past 3 years, Rutledge had been suffering from Alzheimer's. He is survived by his wife, Ruth, and they were married for 52 years and had 5 children. Dr. Rutledge, we appreciate people like you, and I'm so happy that we have got this information. And for anyone else who's interested, please go to the website. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more of Journeys in just a moment.
Close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're away from it all on a remote, unspoiled beach somewhere. Take a deep breath and enjoy the warm sea air. Sunlight streams through the palm trees as gulls call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Boy, do I have a special treat for you today. I have a visitor here in the studio with me. He is the host of a local Kansas City radio show. Stephen McKay is his name. The name of his show is Up All Night with Mac and Travis. Now, their show is geared towards military topics, military issues, and he has a couple of questions for me. I don't know if I'm ready for it. But
got all kinds of questions there.
Well, here he is. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Hello, Rebecca. It's nice to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you could join me here today in the studio.
Great afternoon.
Isn't it, though? It's been kind of an interesting weather here that we're having in Kansas City.
Humid one day and just cool down the next is just...
I like the cool down. Yeah, stick around a couple of minutes. It'll change. So I hope these aren't military questions, Stephen, because I really don't know too much about the military.
Well, they're sort of military questions. And one of the issues that we've come up with is that the military, you know, whenever a serviceman dies, especially in combat, you're on your tombstone, you're allowed to place an emblem of your religion or lack of religion, whatever. I mean, there's even if you don't have a religion, there's a symbol of a nuclear symbol to represent that you don't have a religion, you know. So you get to pick out what emblem you want on your tombstone. And there's probably, I don't know, 300 choices.
Okay.
And your loved ones can pick. But there's a case right now involved with this woman whose husband died in Iraq in a helicopter crash. And that's where this all comes from. And he was Wiccan, and she's Wiccan, and apparently they're not allowed to have the Wiccan symbol on his headstone. The Army will not provide that. Now, we should say the Wiccan religion is recognized by the military. I know people that have their symbol and their dog tags and stuff, or the wording on it. And one of my best friends in the military is a chaplain, and he's very familiar with the processes of the Wiccan religion. But our question really was, we had, it just opened up so many questions on what is Wiccan, what is the Wiccan religion all about, and what is paganism? Is there a difference? And, you know, you're the first person we thought of to contact about this, to try to clear up the whole discrepancy between it and Christianity. Who dislikes who hates who? What's the whole issue there?
Okay, well, first of all, is I'm going to talk about the statement you made. Yes, the United States government does recognize Wiccan as a belief system, or in this case, as a religion in that sense. I actually was introduced to that information many, many years ago by a gentleman who himself was a Wiccan and had served in the government. So it kind of blows me away that you're saying that they don't have anything for them.
I was really surprised.
Because they recognize it. I mean, when they do the last rites or whatever, that's part of that whole process. So I'm like, wow.
They're just freaked out by the whole, it's a pentagram. Am I saying that right? Pentagram.
Pentagram, right.
Pentagram, and that's the symbol on there. And I think people are just freaked out by it. You know, there's a lot of, I'm just going to go with Christian people or whoever, that are just freaked out by that symbol and say, uh-oh, you know, Ozzy Osbourne symbols on the headstone, they don't want that, or, you know.
Well, first of all, I'm going to address all these issues for you, but the first issue is let's talk about the pentagram. In all actuality, it is supposed to be a symbol of great importance, and it's really been convoluted and destroyed and mutilated and all of that through the years as meaning something negative, like Satanism and all of that stuff. It has nothing to do with that. It's no different in the sense of the Celtic cross or the Christian cross. It was a symbol that they used, and the five points represent the four elements, with the fifth being that of spirit or the God, because it points upwards to the heavens. So, you know, if that's a Satanism thing, I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it's not. It was never supposed to be like that, but it's been taken out of context. You know, thank you, Hollywood, in regards to that situation. So we've addressed the issue of the pentagram. Let's talk about there's two terminologies that you use. One was Wiccan and the other one was paganism. Paganism is a term to be used that describes somebody who is non-Christian. Now, that doesn't mean that also maybe would include Buddhism or Judaism or any of those things. It's a term used for people who are non-Christians. Okay?
All right.
That's the most modern version of it, and it's the shortest version of it. Now, Wiccan is a belief system. It is not a religion. It's a belief system and a way of life. It's something that used to be, before Christianity came on board, people weren't known as Wiccans. They were, that was just the way they were. I mean, it was they plant by the moon. They pick flowers based on when the best time of the day is. Natural healers, people that were into the energy, into the natural ebb and flow of the earth energies. They also believe in the duality of the nature of God, which is God, Goddess. So they didn't have a singular God.
Right.
And so that was the other part of, and that's what Wiccan is. Now, I do know that in the Wiccan, and I hate saying religion, so we're just going to say the Wiccan belief system.
The beliefs.
Right. Is that they do have traditional things that they do, like when you're, like for the course of marriages or the course of rituals for the purpose of, you know, bringing prosperity to one's life, or to making sure that their gardens grow, or, and it's really just giving thanks. The whole ritual thing is really more about giving thanks and recognizing the energies and the natural energies that are existent all around us, that their gardens will grow, that they planted at the right time, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. And then there's ceremonies for marriage, what we consider marriage. Again,
now, you can be married by a Wiccan priest or what, I don't know what they're called, priestess.
Mm-hmm. Both, either one, male or female. You know, it's non-gender specific.
Yeah.
Unlike our society and the Christian society, it's non-gender. Okay. You know, you can be a high priest or a high priestess. And the path is going to be the same in the sense of things that have to be done and the things that have to be coordinated, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not a negative
now
at all.
There are different, I mean, there's not like a singular Bible for all Wiccans to go by.
No, it's really an evolution in the modern time of that which was in the olden beliefs, the way I understand it. It's really... You know, it's because it's been so obscured for the last 2,000 plus years, that particular way of life, because it was very looked down upon. I mean, you know, you were considering a what's that term that they use when you're non-Christian?
There's heathen.
You're non-Christian, and so you know those belief systems, those rituals, those ways of life. For these people were sequestered and you know, squashed, if you will.
Right.
And so this is just the olden ways of doing things, and of course they have modern twists on it, because obviously you live and you work and you play and you exist in this
live in
time.
This century, right. Like a lot of people that aren't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, and you know, I get a real strong sense impression too from this gentleman you was telling us about, the widow, should I say, of the gentleman that gave his life in this war, which I won't go off on that rant, but
enough of that on our show.
Yeah, so I hear. Actually, I visited your show. It's quite fun, actually. The pentagram is not a negative, and if anyone would want to do some research on that, they could go back into some old... You know, old books, old historical books and things, and they could actually find this information out for themselves, that it's not a negative.
It's just really fascinating, because you have these different religions or beliefs that are fighting against each other. Or, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic.
Sorry.
And I wasn't abused by any priest. I actually had a great, knew some great priests, great nuns and all that, so... You know, I'm not that typical or untypical person. But anyway, the point is this. I don't know if you'd call that a Christian. I don't know if technically I would presume that Roman Catholics are Christians. But right down the street from our Catholic school, I went to Catholic school, was a Baptist, a Southern Baptist school, but Southern Baptist
I'm
church.
Sorry.
Yeah, really sorry. And one of my friends was going to that school, and he said that they would teach... that Roman Catholics are evil, they are the devil. And, you know, that's sort of the same thing we got from our teachers, you know. And it's just like, you know, you got to hate everybody else to make yourself feel good. And
right.
I hate to get into religion, because everybody has their own opinion on it. But we've got to kind of, you know, especially in the military, you have people with their own beliefs, and you have to allow them to have it and to die with dignity in their own religion. You know?
Well, and you know, you were raised and born and raised as a Roman Catholic, and I was the Southern Baptist, so in case you didn't know that.
So you're the heathen.
Yes, so now you know. So, you know, feel sorry for me, not?
Not sorry, no.
Okay.
Now I know where you're really coming from.
Yeah. Well, you know, and truly, you know, this is not about bashing religions. That's not what this, I'm sure, what you came on here for. But I do see that if people would just go and study old historical, spiritual historical books, and there's many of them, and obviously right now I can't think of all the names of them, but they would actually find what the origins are of the pentagram. It's not what it has been turned
into.
No,
that's the only thing that bothers me, especially from a military standpoint, is the dislike of each other and their religion. We're supposed to be fighting for America, which stands for freedom of religion. And I love all religions. I respect anyone that has a religion. you know, or a belief structure, whatever. You know, let people do their own thing, you know, and that's what America is supposed to be about. That's what we love.
And I have to agree with that. And, you know, here's the thing, is just like you said, if you have a religion or if you have a belief system and it works for you and you're comfortable with it, that's great. Yeah. But I my other side of that coin is that not everyone believes the way everyone else does. And, you know, that's what makes us unique. It shouldn't make us enemies. Yeah. That's a problem.
There's freaks in every religion, apparently. Oh, you know, Islam is a great
example.
There's
freaks in people that don't even have religion, okay?
Yeah. Don't we know that?
Yeah, yeah. But you talk about Islam.
Yeah, well, just Islam is another example. You know, we can respect the religion, but there's these freaks out there. I can get off on the whole thing, so we won't do that.
Yeah.
But since you're a psychic, you can answer a couple more questions for me if you want, because we want insight into what's going on in the world, especially as it comes to Iran and Iraq. Well, first of all, Iraq, are we ever going to get out of there?
We will. Let me rephrase that. The majority of them will be out of there, but I still see a presence there for a very long time. Maybe not as much of a presence in the future, but there will still be a presence there. So,
and we have, I don't know, you're having more of the radicals in charge throughout that region, which is not a good thing. You know, you got it in the Palestinian Authority, and Iran is just acting like a bunch of goofballs. And, you know, this is how we talk on our show. We cut it crazy. So, but anyway, you know, Iran, you know, is a pretty good threat to us. And do you see anything good coming out of there, or you know, or is it just going to be kind of a stalemate, a lot of yakking back and forth from each side?
It's actually going to end up being what I feel with that situation is that there's going to be other political voices from other countries, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. That's going to be stepping forward, that's going to kind of try to keep things in check. My concern is, and always has been when I look at this, is that some of the direction that country takes may be by a few as opposed to a majority, in regards to continuing their pursuit of whatever it is that they're pursuing for their control of what they want. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. And the reason I'm not answering that question specifically is because I also see there's a lot of things around that whole situation, and I don't think it's been finally determined. So I'm not going to give some kind of doomsday prophecy here, because I don't know that for sure that that's what's going to happen. Stephen McKay, thank you so much for being here.
It's been a joy. Thank you.
All right, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'd like to take just a few seconds and thank all of my international listeners out there from Australia, Japan, Canada, South Africa, Bahrain, England, and Taiwan. You know, I would really love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think of the shows or the topics. Email me at Rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com. And thanks for listening. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca, until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.